The Ministry of Finance and Economic Planning has launched a national policy on public-private partnership in Accra. The policy is to encourage the use of public-private partnership as a means of leveraging public resources with that of the private sector to address the infrastructural gap and promote efficient service delivery. A Deputy Minister of Finance, Fifi Kwite, who launched the policy, said if the much-needed economic growth of the country is to be accelerated, the private sector must play a role in infrastructure and service delivery. Olivia Mwadansu attended the launch.
Research indicates that Ghana is faced with challenges in infrastructure development and public service delivery, which limits the growth of the economy. The provision of public infrastructure and services are seen as the sole responsibility of the government, but the country's huge deficit in infrastructure cannot be met by the public sector alone through budget allocations. This is what has necessitated the formulation of the policy on public-private partnership. The objectives of the policy is to, among other things, encourage indigenous Ghanaian private sector participation in the delivery of public infrastructure and services. It is also to set up efficient and transparent institutional arrangements for the identification and competitive tendering of projects. A Deputy Minister of Finance and Economic Planning, Fifi Kwete, noted that the formulation of the policy demonstrates government's readiness to tap into the expertise of the private sector.
The NDP government is very committed to delivering on the promises made to the good people of Ghana. We equally acknowledge the constraints in mobilizing resources to deliver on these promises. We have therefore embraced this innovative procurement scheme to deliver quality and efficient infrastructure and other services. The national PPP policy has the full support of the government, ministries, departments and agencies, as well as metropolitan, municipal and district assemblies, to fully explore all opportunities for using PPP for the procurement of infrastructure and services before resorting to the traditional model of direct government funding.
Research indicates that Ghana is faced with challenges in infrastructure development and public service delivery, which limits the growth of the economy.
Olivia Mwadansu's report.